Hi, I'm Pastor Travis Smith from Buckley Road Baptist Church, and it's my privilege to be your pastor for the day. I'd like to take a few moments today to talk to you about holiness. You see, God is a holy God. The word holy means to be set apart. In Exodus chapter 3 and verse 5, we find the first place that this word holy is used in God's word. And the Bible says here, "And he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." And so what was special about the place, the ground that he was standing? And why would he have to take his shoes off? Well, the place he was standing was in the presence of God. Moses was standing there in front of the burning bush that was not burning up, but it was filled with fire. And the presence of God was there. And he had to remove his shoes because God told him to remove his shoes. Our holiness looks different. It looks different than the world. And he says we are to be holy. We find in Isaiah that the prophet got a glimpse of the presence of God in heaven. And as he did that, in verse number 3 of chapter 6, the Bible says, "And he cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts." One of the vital characteristics of God is his holiness. And we see that Isaiah repeats this word holy 3 times, just signifying how important it was and that God is separate. He is different than us. The Apostle John also says a similar thing. In Revelation chapter 4 and verse 8, it says, "And the four beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." It says they don't rest day and night. Man, they lift up God and say that he is holy, he is almighty. And our desire here upon this earth should to show the world that God is a holy God. You see, when we are saved, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you are born again, the Bible tells us that we are to live differently. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 20, it says, "For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." At salvation, God buys you. He bought you through the precious blood of his son, Jesus Christ. And so he wants you to live a certain way. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 29, the Bible says here, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." And so the Bible says here that God has predestined all those who receive Christ as our Savior and become born again. He's predestined all his children to conform to the image of his son, to be like him. Well, how is he? He is holy. We see that God is a holy God, and he expects us to be holy just as he is. In 1 Peter 1:15 it says, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." And so we are to live holy lives. That word conversation is talking about our lifestyle. Our lifestyle is to be holy. Why? Because God is holy. Do you see God as a holy God? Are you trying to conform to the image of his son? Or are you trying to conform God to your image, as much of the world is today? Thanks for joining me today. It was my privilege to be your pastor for the day. I'm Pastor Travis Smith. Have a good day.